WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey, dopamine hackers. It's your girl, Sienna Cruz here, and let's face it, we've all been there staring into the abyss of self-doubt, feeling like the inner critic is running a 24/7 negative commentary track. Ever feel like you're just one step away from greatness, but then bam. That voice pops up, whispering, you can't do it, or worse, who are you kidding? Well, guess what? It's time to silence that noise. This episode is all about turning the tables on self-doubt and unleashing your inner badass with the power of positive affirmations. Think of it like this. Our brains are constantly wiring themselves based on the messages we feed them. So, if you're bombarding yourself with negativity, no wonder you feel stuck. But here's the awesome part: by consciously choosing to fill your mind with positive affirmations, you can literally rewire your brain for success and confidence. Now, I know what you're thinking. Affirmations, seriously? But trust me on this one. This isn't some fluffy self-help mumbo-jumbo. Research shows that using positive affirmations consistently can actually change your brain chemistry, boost your mood, and even help you achieve your goals. Think of it like this: it's a mental workout. You wouldn't expect to build muscle by just wishing for it, right? Same goes for your mindset. So, how do we get started on this affirmation journey? Here are 5 key takeaways to rock your self-doubt and start living your best life. 1. Keep it specific. Big affirmations like I am amazing don't always cut it. Instead, get specific about what you want to achieve or feel. For example, instead of I am confident, try I am confident in my ability to deliver a killer presentation. See the difference? 2. Make it personal. The most powerful affirmations are those that resonate with your unique experiences and aspirations. Don't just parrot what someone else says. Dig deep and find what truly speaks to you. What are your dreams, fears, and goals? Let those guide your affirmations. 3. Feel the feeling. Don't just say the words, really embody them. When you repeat your affirmation, visualize yourself already achieving the desired outcome. How does it feel? Imagine that sense of accomplishment, confidence, or joy. The more emotion you infuse into your affirmations, the more potent they become. 4. Consistency is key. Think of affirmations like a muscle. The more you use them, the stronger they get. Make it a habit to repeat your chosen affirmation several times a day, preferably in front of a mirror so you can see and feel the power of your words. 5. Believe it to see it. This one's crucial. Affirmations aren't magic spells. They work best when paired with belief. Don't just say the words without truly believing in their potential. Remember, your mind is a powerful tool. Use it to create the reality you desire. Alright, let me paint you a picture. Picture this. You're about to give a big presentation at work, and that familiar voice of self-doubt starts whispering, "What if they don't like it? What if I mess up?" Now, imagine you take a deep breath, close your eyes, and repeat your affirmation. I am confident. I am prepared. I will deliver a successful presentation. You feel that surge of belief, that newfound energy coursing through you. You step onto the stage, radiate confidence, and knock it out of the park. See what I mean? Affirmations can be your secret weapon against self-doubt. So, remember those 5 key takeaways. Get specific, make it personal, feel the feeling, practice consistency, and most importantly, believe in the power of your words. Overcoming self-doubt is a journey, not a destination. There will be days when that inner critic comes back louder than ever, but with positive affirmations as your compass, you'll have the tools to navigate those moments with grace and confidence. You got this. Now, go out there, spread those positive vibes, and remember to join me for our next episode where we'll explore more awesome ways to hack your dopamine and live a happier, more fulfilled life. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a dose of self-love. You never know who you might inspire.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.